Hello everyone, it's August 25th, 2020. This is Kevin Ann at Eagle Strong Voice, speaking to you from within the Republic of Canada, formerly the Dominion of Canada, now under common law jurisdiction. Well, throughout the world, the powers that are imposing this corporate police state are attempting to keep everyone in a state of despair with each new police state regulation. But today on the west coast of Canada, a shot was heard around the world. And it came from the citizens of Parksville, Qualicum, who for the last several months have organized themselves, along with many other Canadians, in local common law assemblies, the Oceanside Common Law Assembly. Last night, at a special meeting, they brought in a local bylaw, which is now binding on all the citizens, which actually bans COVID restrictions and other measures. Let me read the news release they're sending out today. COVID restrictions and mandatory vaccinations are outlawed and nullified by Common Law Assembly. Citizens are encouraged to resist police state measures as officials are threatened with fines and imprisonment. And this is from Parksville, British Columbia, on central Vancouver Island. In a historic act of direct democracy last night, the Oceanside Common Law Assembly passed a public safety bylaw that prohibits COVID restrictions and mandatory distancing, masking, quarantines, and vaccinations anywhere in the communities of Parksville and Qualicum Beach on Canada's west coast. As of today, anyone who tries to impose COVID regulations on the people of these communities can face fines and imprisonments by the Common Law Assembly and its Common Law Court, which was convened this last month. Citing international law, the Assembly bylaw states that these COVID regulations, quote, are unlawful, unwarranted, and medically unsound measures that threaten and assault the fundamental liberties, health, and security of the people of our community. Therefore, it is ordered that no one is obligated to consent to or comply with any of these regulations, and anyone is free to actively resist and disobey such regulations and measures by any means necessary without fear of legal consequence, unquote. What that means is that civil disobedience has now been lawfully authorized by the Common Law Assembly, and that applies to anybody within their communities. The bylaw concludes by accusing anyone who tries to impose COVID regulations on the community as being part of a criminal conspiracy, and it threatens them with, quote, penalties and imprisonment upon conviction by the Common Law Court of Parksville. All police authorities are expected and compelled by law to enforce this bylaw or be charged with obstructing justice and democratic process. Well, in the words of one of the authors of the bylaw, quote, we made history tonight by putting power back in the hands of the people. This is our answer to the police state and the COVID scam. We call on people everywhere to take the same step through their own common law assemblies and courts. Since 2015, more than 40 common law assemblies have formed across Canada, many of them under the jurisdiction of the Republic of Canada. The assemblies have become the frontline defense of Canadians who are resisting the corporate police state. Now, you can get more information by writing to Republic of Canada, that's K-A-N-A-T-A, republicofcanada@gmail.com, or see their website, republicofcanada.ca. It's now up to all of us to take heart from this example and realize that we can take back power and turn the tables on these forces of repression and corporate fascism that are attempting to take our children from us, quarantine them in schools 2 weeks from now, literally imprison them, kidnap them, and keep them hostage until people agree to vaccinations. We're saying no in a big way, and we're saying anyone who tries that is now a criminal under the law, and they can be subject to arrest. It doesn't matter how high they are, it doesn't matter if they're premiers, prime ministers, popes, anybody in authority, they are subject to arrest under common law. It is now up to we, the people, to enforce that. Again, write to us to become part of this great historic movement, republicofcanada@gmail.com. And murderbydecree.com. Stay tuned for more information. I thank you.